And now the conclusion of the live and local interview with Tom Bliss about the Nebraska Broadband Testing Initiative.
This testing initiative is really step one and a very important step to see where broadband has good speeds, where it does not, and where the gaps are, where there is no broadband per se. And you really need every citizen's help in doing this. Is that correct?
To your question, how people can get involved. Community surveys will help identify the areas lacking high-speed internet. Unlike other speed surveys, this is dynamic, so it's constantly being populated. It's constantly being updated. So you could check on it at 10 o'clock this morning and look at the speed tests, and then check on it tomorrow at 10 o'clock, and the map would be completely different, depending on how many people participate. So the idea is, over a two-year time period, the state of Nebraska will have a better understanding of where their residents are in regards to broadband, the cost of services, how reliable these services are. And then at the end of the day, we can also kind of map out a plan for those unserved or underserved areas of the state.
So for people who say, all right, I'll participate, I'll help out with this, this is a good idea, how would they get involved? What do they do?
It's very simple. You can go to NebraskaSpeedTest.org. That will take you to a link to the state association's website. And at the top, you'll see Nebraska Broadband Speed Test. It's pretty simple. Once you log on to that website, participants are given the option to enter their exact address, a partial address, or they may not want to at all. The more information that we have, the better data we'll get at the end of the study. After they take the test, they'll see a little dot appear on the statewide map. The dots, rather, are color-coded. So if someone chooses to participate and they have no access, then there's a black dot. Anything less than 10 megabytes down is a red dot, yellow, green, and blue. The idea, though, is we want to see how many people out there have broadband speeds. Mike, for those of your audience that may not know, broadband is defined by the FCC as 24 down, so information coming down, 24 megabytes per second coming down, and 3 megabytes per second going up. So down would be like streaming Netflix. Up would be sending like a file to your teacher if you were a student and you had to complete an assignment. Does that make sense?
That does make sense. Now, I do want to ask you a question of clarification here based upon the information that I have in front of me. I have the website as speedtestne.org.
Great. Thanks for pointing that out. There are actually two options. So speedtestne.org is one, and NebraskaSpeedTest.org is the other. Both of those links, both of those URLs, will send you to the NROC website page.
Outstanding.
So thanks for pointing that out.
Of course. No, that's great to know. So it's important that everybody participates in this, and to do it multiple times, because every time that's tested, the more information, the more data that's brought in there, the more your organization can understand the consistency of, is it really 24 down, 3 up, right?
Exactly. And any broadband-enabled device can take the test. So if you've got a tablet that's connected to the internet, you know, through your wireless network at home, or your smartphone, or your computer, or your laptop, you're exactly right. We want to know what the customer user experience is like. So, for example, if you've got kids at home, and during the day they're at school, or normally, let's say they're at school, and you've got tremendous speeds, but once they get home, one of them's doing homework, one of them is playing Xbox, and the other one is streaming Netflix. And then your broadband bandwidth is really sucked up by all of those activities. So we're trying to figure out what the average consumer experience is like. So you're exactly right. Take as many times as possible. Take it when three people are on your internet at home, or take it first thing in the morning. But we're just kind of curious if they're really meeting what the user needs.
As you mentioned, you can give as much or as little data as you want, from your address to, you don't have to give anything, you can be anonymous. But for those that do give some data, can you explain what happens to that data and how safe it is?
Yeah, so we want to guarantee privacy is guaranteed. So it's aggregated into a server that is in Minnesota. The folks here in Nebraska have no knowledge of who participates. The intent is to make it as private as possible so that that data isn't shared or you know, swiped by hackers or anything like that. We're fairly confident that that won't happen. But the goal is to make this as safe as possible for everyone.
The Nebraska Broadband Testing Initiative has kicked off. It's a 2-year project that will make life better. He is Tom Bliss, the Executive Director of the Southeast Nebraska Development District. You can go to NebraskaSpeedTest.org or SpeedTestNE.org to participate. And as Richard Daley used to like to say in Chicago, well, vote early and vote often, because they need your participation in order to make this project a success. Tom, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate you taking the time to explain this to us.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. Thanks for having me.